This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Friday and ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and it's going to be such a good night. It's already been a good day. It's the weekend is officially here. You ready to have some fun? Here's what we have for tonight. The Democrats, can they change? Can they go back? We'll talk about that. Why are they angry about this new movie out about child trafficking? Mortgage rates, mafia stuff. You know how much I love that. The American flag. Why is it, quote, political now? We talked about that the other day. Have some great backup for that. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here, though. I want to begin with this question. The question is, could the American left be fixed if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was on a Donald Trump ticket as POTUS or as the POTUS? Okay, so what she's asking is, or he's asking, what if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was to kind of take over the helm of the Democrats? What if he was to become the most powerful Democrat in America? He is obviously a gun grabber, a climate change guy, and those types of things like we talked about. But compared to the rest of the Democrats, more moderate, that's fair. I'm not a supporter, as you know. I don't trust him, but definitely more moderate than the others. Speaks out against Big Pharma. It's nice to have somebody finally speak out against Big Pharma. But could he pull the left back from full-blown communism into more of a moderate Democrat party that maybe you've known for much of your life? Is that something that can happen? No. And here's why. I've tried to explain this before, but let's just go through all this again. I want to use, actually, Eric Adams as an example here. When Eric Adams was running for mayor of New York City, and the same thing applies to Joe Biden. Actually, we're going to use Eric Adams and Joe Biden. When Eric Adams was running for mayor in New York City, when Joe Biden was running for president, when he jumped into the primary, there was a lot of very naive hope on the right and in kind of the independent, squishy middle of the country that those guys, that they would be, quote, more moderate, more reasonable. This was during the height of all that BLM, cops are the enemy stuff, and here's Eric Adams, former cop, and No, no, no. Yeah, he's a Democrat, but he's going to be reasonable. He's going to be tough on crime.
Okay.
Same thing about Joe Biden. Joe Biden's been a Democrat and a weapons-grade piece of trash his entire life, but he's never been one of the real, at least during his time in the Senate, never been one of the complete loons. Yeah, he's done a bunch of left-wing things I don't agree with, you don't agree with, but it's never been out there. He's not Bernie Sanders, at least he hasn't been. So people were looking at him and thinking, wow, that's hope, more moderation. Then Joe Biden gets into office as president of the United States of America and governs like Mao. That's not being over the top for radio. Joe Biden got into office and promptly tried to have everybody fired if they wouldn't take a vaccine. That's tyrannical. That's what tyrants would do. Take what I tell you to take or you're fired. Joe Biden and his administration, they coordinate with the secret state police agency of the FBI to smash, arrest, and imprison their political opponents. They send SWAT teams after the homes of pro-lifers for reading Bible verses. Joe Biden is Chairman Mao. Eric Adams gets elected. He's going to be more tough on crime. He says some tough things. Former cop. Crime is as bad or worse now. Frankly, it's worse in New York City than it was when that idiot Bill de Blasio was there. Why? Well, we misunderstand where power truly, truly comes from. And this is a very human thing to do. We all do it. I do it. You do it. We don't understand. I don't even know. Is misunderstand a word? Is that a word? It is a word. Nice. I knew I nailed that. We misunderstand. I do, you do, where power comes from. Talk about me for a second. We'll make this all about me. Because, you know, it's Friday and that's how I really prefer things. All 7 days of the week. The show. The show has, I can't even believe I'm going to say this. The show has influence. The things we say on the show, the language we use, it walks the halls of Congress now. United States senators, House members, presidential candidates, all of them, they share the things that we say on the show, things we say on social media. It matters. But why is that? Is that because of me? Is it me who did that? No. It's because of you. And I'm not doing that thing where you're what really matters. I'm really not doing that at all. The show has influence because you keep listening and you tell your friends and they keep listening. And the stations, the number of stations we're on grows and the downloads grow. They grow every day. They just keep growing and growing and growing. So many people are now listening and behind it that now when something gets said on here, it gets carried through the masses. The power comes from the masses, not from me. The same thing when it comes to politicians. Joe Biden isn't running anything. The base of the Democrat Party is. Eric Adams isn't running a thing. The base of Democrats in New York are. You know who's running things in New York City? Here it is. Headline. New York City Council staffer under fire for urging protesters to throw bottles at cops and torch NYPD vans. No, we're going to elect Eric Adams. He's going to be much more moderate and tough on crime, and he's not going to dump on the NYPD. Crime will get better. Eric Adams doesn't run anything. The people who run Eric Adams, they believe you should torch NYPD vans and throw bottles at the cops. Joe Biden isn't running a thing. The power doesn't come from Joe Biden. The power comes from Joe Biden's Democrat base. Who makes up the Democrat base? The LGBTQ demon mob. That's why we have a bunch of freaks all throughout this administration. The climate change nutters. He went into office first thing and attacked the oil industry and then drained the strategic oil reserve and openly attacks the coal industry. These are not moderate positions. These are insane positions. Joe Biden went into office and the people he put in positions of power, they opened up the southern border on purpose. We are flooding the country with illegal immigrants, criminals and otherwise. Well, I guess they're all criminals. On purpose. Moderate, Joe Biden in his 2 years is the most radical president we have ever had comfortably. By a mile, the most radical president we've ever had. Why? Because Joe Biden, Eric Adams, they represent the power. They aren't the power. We used this example the other day with Jamal Bowman, that loudmouth idiot congressman from New York. He's always out there taking crazy positions. July 4th, he's out there. America sucks. What a bunch of enslavers built by slaves. Crazy stuff. And people were all mad. Jamal Bowman, he sucks. He's anti-American. Jamal Bowman represents his district perfectly. Jamal Bowman's crazy, radical, anti-American voice that shouldn't be in Congress. You don't want him there. I don't want him there. Get him out of there. That's the voice of the people who vote in his district. Jamal Bowman isn't the power. Jamal Bowman is the mouth. That's what he is. And we don't like to talk about that. We don't like to accept that, because that is a problem so much greater than the one we think we're facing. We think we're facing an elected official problem, an administrative problem, an entertainment problem, education problem. And don't get me wrong, there are those problems there, but the problem we have is a people problem. The truth is, we as a people, as a whole, I'm not talking about you, obviously, but we as a people, as a whole, we are a broken, lost, immoral people, and our representatives, they represent us perfectly. Now, that's hard to accept, isn't it? Because all of a sudden, it seems like this is our fault. But in a representative republic, isn't it our fault? I know that was heavy, it was uncomfortable, but it's still the truth, right? All right, we're out of here. We have more to do. What should we do about China? Why is that Sound of Freedom movie so popular? Why doesn't the left like it? All that and so much is still to come. We're also going to address interest rates, because that's bad news. And when we do that, you should understand that I'm going to twist your arm a little bit to get some gold and silver. Gold or silver, I should say. I don't care which one you get. I don't have any love for either of them. I don't care about them. I'm not a jewelry guy. It means nothing to me. I buy gold and silver because of the security. I am a security guy. I believe in reliability. And when I look back, I was actually reading a story today about the Carthaginians, but not the late stage ones. There were, I'm talking about the ones that were 600, 700, 800 BC. And guess what they were trading all the time? Silver. You want to talk about longevity? Over 2,000 years ago. Call Oxford Gold Group and get some gold or silver delivered to your home. Get it in your 401k. Get it in your IRA to protect your retirement account. You're one phone call away from some security. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to this Sound of Freedom movie that's blowing up and back to your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, let's get a little update from the White House on Operation Booger Sugar.
This is an area where visitors on tour groups often pass by. So is that the working theory right now, that it was likely a visitor? And are you confident that this was not a White House staffer?
There is an investigation. They're going to get to the bottom of this. What I wanted to be very clear is that this is a heavily traveled, to be more accurate, area of the campus of the White House, and it is where visitors to the West Wing come through. I just don't have anything else. I'm not going to speculate on who it was.
That was them not speculating on who it was, but man, you have to love this little doozy they dropped out there yesterday.
I was found, by my observation, in a much more secure place, limited access place. It's down near the Situation Room, right off West Executive, down below, and normal people just... average people just can't get in there, even with the entry from the Northwest Gate.
Well, let me bring you up to date with the reporting that I have. What we have learned is that there are, in fact, two West Wing entrances. You know that, I know that, but for the benefit of our audience. And now the investigation has progressed, and so they're saying the West Executive entrance, which, as you noted, is closer to the Situation Room. It is also next to West Executive Drive. That's where, for example, the Vice President's vehicle is parked.
They're going to pin it on Dome. Anything that has to do with blow automatically gets pinned on Dome. That's so great. What a petty, horrible White House. Don't ever forget, Dome and the Bidens hate each other because Joe Biden is a cadaver. Jill Biden is she's the one with the brain. She's the one that still has all of her faculties. And Jill Biden, never forget this, Jill Biden hates Kamala Harris because of what Kamala Harris did to Joe Biden during that debate when she had no chance to win and she made him sound like a Klan member. It was amazing. Plus, they're both women. Chris said, Dr. Jesse, why are women so mean to each other? Women, they treat each other absolutely horribly. And here's why. It's biological. It's how they're created. Now, let me explain. I'm actually not being insulted. I'm explaining in a non-insulting way. Women are born to compete with each other. Always go back to the base nature of man. All right? The base nature of man. Men compete to see who gets to lead the tribe. Who's the strongest one who will lead the tribe, right? Just our very, very base nature. Now, why do you want to lead the tribe? What do you get from leading the tribe? On top of other things, one of the main benefits of leading the tribe is you get your choice of dimes because the dimes all want the lion, the leader of the tribe, the alpha male, whatever you want to call it, whatever word you want to use for it. That's who dimes love. It's just their nature, and it's man's nature to want the hottest dime he can find. So you want to be the leader of the tribe so you can get the hottest dime. And if you're a dime, you know you're in a competition with the other women to try to earn that guy's approval and earn that guy's eyes, I guess I should say. How's that end up working out in the end? It's just natural that when women get around each other, they will. It's not universal. Obviously, there are many great women friends, but women treat each other awful. In office environments, they treat each other awful. And in sports environments, and look, my wife was an athlete, remember, a high-level athlete, a gymnast at the University of Arizona. She was on the Canadian national team. So I know all about women's sports. And yes, obviously, she's still friends with many of those girls. Some of them hate each other viciously, not just because of the competition too, but because women, how they are, they will take things more personal than a man will. It's one of the lessons I've had to learn over my time being married. The wife can say something to me if, let's say we're in an argument, and let's say we're having one of those big knockdown drag-out fights. Everyone has them, right? So we're having a big argument over something, like Red Lobster or something like that. She can say something, what would be something really mean? Well, your hair's falling out. She could say something like that to me. And even in the heat of the moment, I might get mad about it. I wouldn't obviously care about that, but I might get mad about it. But it's nothing I would hang on to. I would kind of laugh it off. And as soon as we made up and we were smooch, smooch, smoochy, and I wouldn't even remember she had said it. It would mean nothing to me. But if it were in the heat of an argument, and it's taken years to learn this, and I say, yeah, well, I'm not the one with gray hairs growing, and I said something, she doesn't have gray hairs, but if I was to say something like that to her, even after we made up, for years, she would remember that. That would cut her deep. It would wound her. So you have to be careful. And so when they do that to each other, it's awful. Dome and Jill Biden hate each other. Jill Biden, who is obviously running her cadaver husband to be president of the United States, sat there in the crowd or probably backstage and watched Dome try to destroy personally her husband. Joe, of course, he's half brain dead anyway. Plus, he's a dude. Joe probably let that go and forgot about it. Jill Biden did not. Not by a long shot. She's hanging on to that. I bet you that's part of what this is. That's hilarious. Crap. I never even got to the Sound of Freedom stuff. The Sound of Freedom movie is huge. Why is it huge? And why doesn't the left like it? It's just about human trafficking. It's not political. Why doesn't the left like it? Maybe it has something to do with kids and what they think about kids. Maybe it has something to do with, maybe there's a connection between the abortion industry and the left's love of it. This comes back to preborn every single time. Our battle is against people who want to hurt children. And because they want to hurt children, they use every outlet imaginable to lie to young women, young people over and over again and tell them that human life, that wonderful soul growing inside of them is just a clump of cells. It's worthless. It's just a fetus. It's just, well, it's your body, your choice. And so these young women, they go seek out abortions. And that's when preborn steps in and they say, hey, why don't you come in for a free ultrasound? No cost to you. Free ultrasound. And it's from God. She lays down. She hears that heartbeat. And she knows everything she's been told is a lie. And overwhelmingly, they choose life. And your $28 gets that. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give $28 tonight. Sponsored by Preborn.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We're live. Don't worry. You can email all those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. There's this movie out. It's called Sound of Freedom. It is a movie about human trafficking. The movie is killing it at the box office. Apparently, it made its entire budget back opening weekend. It bypassed the new crappy woke Indiana Jones movie already. It's huge, okay? So that's good. And this is a good movie. It's a true story, an accurate story about child trafficking. Full disclosure, I have not gone. It's one of those things where I want to go, but I don't want to go. I want to go. I feel like I should go. I want to support this movie, and I'm going to. I'm going to make myself do it. But I am so mortified by the things I have found out about trafficking, about human trafficking, that I don't want to go wade into that filth. But I'm going to go anyway, because I want to support the movie. I think it's important. So I haven't seen it, but secondhand, I've heard it's revealing, right? It's very, very revealing. But maybe something that's so much more revealing than that, and I'll get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions here in just a little bit. Something that's probably more revealing than that is the responses to it from the communists. The Guardian is a despicable publication. Everyone knows that. They have an article out about the movie, Sound of Freedom. Now, this is not a Republican movie. It's not a libertarian movie, conservative movie. It's not even an anti-communist movie. It's just a movie about human trafficking. And all of us as human beings share the same values, don't we? Don't we? Well, you remember what I was saying? Was it yesterday or the day before on the show when I came on and I told you the communists manipulate you into saying things like, well, we all want the same things. People love saying that to sound reasonable, especially when they're with their Democrat friends. In the end, we all want the same things. No, we don't. That's a lie. Headline, Sound of Freedom, the QAnon adjacent thriller seducing America. Now, I'm not familiar with QAnon, or not. I know what it is vaguely. Please don't email me about QAnon. I don't care. But I do know that it's something the communists use. They try to label anything they don't like as QAnon, as, quote, a conspiracy theory. Now, human trafficking is not a conspiracy theory. It's one of the most despicable industries and one of the biggest illegal industries on the planet today. It spans the globe. This is way more than just America, Mexico, South America, Asia. It's all over the place. Europe, it's bad. Africa has always been bad there. It's really, really, really bad. The trafficking of human beings, and specifically children and women, to be used in horrible ways is something that would horrify anyone, right? Except it doesn't. In fact, bringing it up, pointing it out, makes you a conspiracy theorist. Now, why do you think it is that this Charles Bramisco with The Guardian, why do you think it is he would have a problem with a movie about human trafficking? Huh. Because we all want the same things, right? I mean, you say that at parties, but we all want the same things. We all want the same things. Maybe we don't want the same things. Maybe I and you, well, you and me, I guess is probably a better way to put that. Maybe you and me, maybe we want children, all children, to be protected. We want them to live. We want them to live happy, loved lives. We want them to grow up in homes with good parents. We want them to get 3 square meals a day and a warm bed every single night. But maybe not all of us feel that way. Maybe some of us, maybe some of the people who walk among us, maybe they're anti-humans. Maybe they believe children should either be murdered or preyed upon and used like toilet paper.
maybe we don't all want the same things. Maybe demons walk among us. It is odd that a movie about, this isn't the only article I could have printed out, by the way, that a movie about the trafficking of children, something that should horrify everybody who draws breath, somehow, for some reason, angers the communists. Have you wondered why that is? I don't wonder. I already know. The communist is an anti-human above all, even children. Everyone is simply something to be used for whatever purpose you want and then discarded like trash the second you're done with them. And children, maybe most of all. This isn't even unique to our communists in this day and age. This goes all the way back to the very beginning, the Bolsheviks. Children were always something that should be used in their minds. The anti-humans can't help themselves. All right. Freakishly tall fur face. We're getting back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Freakishly tall fur face. That's not very nice, by the way. Cuba is approximately the same distance from the United States as Taiwan is from mainland China. Why don't we tell China to move their spy operation and propose naval base in Cuba, or the United States will place the same installations in Taiwan? Time to actually act like a superpower. And that's from Jim. Well, I like your idea. I like it a lot, Jim. The problem is this. The people who run our foreign policy, the people who run the government, honestly, most of our generals and admirals, they're not people who make decisions and do things with America in mind at all. And this is one of the reasons that you and I have such a hard time understanding the people who run this country and wrapping our minds around it. Because, again, we haven't done this in forever, but what are the three things all these people have in common? The three characteristics every single one of the leaders of our cultural institutions have in common. One, no love of country. Oftentimes they hate it, but no love of country. Two, no connection to the real world. And three, they see themselves as kings and queens. But let's focus on number one. When someone comes up with an idea like Jim just came up with, hey, let's put a base in Taiwan. You know why you came up with that, Jim? You came up with that because you're mindful of America. You want America to succeed. You want us to remain number one. You want us to fight off the people who are against us. And so because you're mindful of America, you come up with plans that would aid America and help us out and help our standing in the world because you're mindful of America. You love the United States of America. But because you love the United States of America, it's difficult for you and for me to fully understand and accept that the people who actually make the foreign policy in this country, the congressmen, the senators, the State Department, the generals, the admirals, they never think about America at all. It just simply never crosses their mind. Many of them hate it and want to burn it down. But honestly, more than anything, it's the apathy. That America, what? No, are you kidding me? I'm a 4-star. I want to get a 5. I want to get a 5-star. What are you talking about, America? What are you talking about? America? What? I'm at the State Department. No, I'm here to build up my resume so I can go work for, you know, Harvard in a couple years. America? Why are you talking to me about America? Who cares about that? It's hard for us to accept that because that hurts, doesn't it? Nevertheless, that is the situation we are in. Now, you want some audio? Some more World Economic Forum audio you haven't heard before? Oh, I've got some of that for you. Hang on for that before we get to that. Have you taken your male vitality stack today, gentlemen? Ladies, have you taken your female vitality stack? Are you full of pep and ready to go? Extra focus, your mind working better, body working better? Or are you still watching your T levels free fall because of all the estrogens you drink and shower in and sit in? And that's just, look, that's what they've done to us. We have to fight back against dropping T levels. We don't do this with injections in our arm. We do this with nature, with natural herbal supplements of the highest quality from my boys at Chalk. And I need to stress this. Not only is it 35% off subscriptions for the lifetime, they have a lot more than just a male vitality stack and female vitality stack. We are never without chocolate powder in our house. The wife loves putting it in the smoothies in the morning. I wake up, boom, all the vitamins and minerals I need for the day, gone. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse, get you that 35% off subscriptions. Go, get yourself one, live better, and then email me and tell me how much better you feel, all right? Choq.com, promo code Jesse.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I'm still laughing about that story from yesterday about Eric Adams carrying around the picture of the cop, his cop buddy who died in the line of duty, that his aides printed off for him and put coffee stains on. My God.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand.
I wonder if they do that kind of thing in Kansas. All right, I promised you some audio, some World Economic Forum audio. Let's listen to the lizard people who run the country.
The difference of this forced industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing.
Data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself.
Yeah, well, these people are, they're doing well. Definitely some well-adjusted people. Let's get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Jesse, I love the show. Yes, they have Mexican food in Tel Aviv. I used to travel there 3 times a month, but you have to get shakshuka. Chris, what's shakshuka? Like a tomato and eggs? I don't like tomatoes, though. Well, I'm not getting that then. I'm not getting it. They have Mexican food in Tel Aviv. Okay, listen. Let me tell everyone something here. Different areas of the country are proud of their food, and understandably so. New York City, maybe most of all, because New York City is truly maybe the best eating city I've ever been to. It's definitely in the top 5, top 10. They're proud of that. Proud of their pizza. And I get that. Certainly better pizza than you can get anywhere here in Texas. But let's leave New York City for a minute. You go down to New Orleans, you go to Charleston, anywhere in the South, Alabama, Mississippi, anywhere. They're proud of their Southern food. They're proud of their fried chicken, crawfish etouffee, beignets. They're proud of that, understandably so. You go to the Midwest, they're proud of their steaks. Understand, there's a bunch of cows in the Midwest. Very proud of the steaks and make a dang good steak. And I get that. Lots of places are proud of their barbecue. But I want you to know I take no pleasure in saying what I'm about to say, right? Your Mexican food sucks, unless you're in Texas. I've had Mexican food everywhere. Maybe sucks was too strong. You can get very good Mexican food in California, especially Southern California. You can get very good Mexican food in Arizona. I had some great Mexican food in Arizona. New Mexico gets you kind of that hatch green chili version of it. And there's some decent Mexican food in New Mexico, I admit. I'm here to tell you, having lived in all these places, nowhere comes close to Texas. Tex-Mex is so superior to other Mexican food that I won't get other Mexican food whenever I leave the state of Texas. Whenever I leave Texas, I don't order Mexican food anymore. So you're going to have to excuse me if I doubt that Tel Aviv has decent Mexican food. Plus, how many Mexicans are in Tel Aviv? I realize this is this namby-pamby world we live in now where you're never allowed to talk about people's ethnicity and cultural differences and things like that. But if you want good Mexican food, you need Mexicans. If you want to have a good hibachi place, you better have some Japanese people. You want to have a good bagel, you better dig up some Jews somewhere. That's just the way it goes. Different people do different foods well. There's no way there are that many Mexicans in Tel Aviv. Get serious. There's no way. Hello, Dr. Shogun. I'm a young conservative guy. I met a cute girl at a concert. We hit it off real well. Lots of common interests. But it came up she's a hardcore communist / Democrat activist. Anyways, we agreed to have dinner the following night. Ended up going to a fancy restaurant. By the time the bill came, it was pretty high. But she said she would cover it unless she wanted me to pay too. Since she's a feminist, I let her cover it, and I told her I'd get the next bill. She ghosted me ever since. In a normal society, I would feel bad, being a man and all, but also I kind of don't because she's a communist and all. How should I feel? Please don't use my name. Listen, you know the rules I have. I don't care if you call me old man Jesse or old fashioned. What are the rules? When a man is on a date with a lady, the man pays. That doesn't mean it has to be something fancy. You don't have to take her to Red Lobster every meal. Lots of people are poor. Maybe you're hard up. Maybe you're too young. Maybe you don't have any money. If that dinner happens to be McDonald's, she should sit down and eat a fillet of fish with you. But the man pays. When you're on a date with a woman, the man pays. You, however, weren't on a date with a woman. You were on a date with a communist, so I'm glad you made her pay. And if she didn't ghost you, you should have ghosted her. Because remember, we will not and cannot be unequally yoked. If one of my friends has a bunch of Democrat friends, you can have one or two, has a bunch of Democrat friends, I'm instantly suspicious. If you try to yoke yourself, you try to link up with a communist, you will eventually run into major problems because it's not a political difference. It's a religious difference, a serious religious difference, as in that person thinks everything you love should be destroyed. That's a bit of a problem. Look, I'm non-denominational. If the wife was a Catholic, that would be fine, obviously. It'd be fine. There's pretty much universal overlap there for the most part. It would be fine. If the wife was a witch, what do they call that, Chris? Wiccan? If the wife was a Wiccan, that's probably not going to work because if me and the boys are getting ready for church in the morning and you're doing black magic in the kitchen and you're sacrificing chickens in the kitchen sink, that's probably going to be too wide of a gulf. If you're an anti-communist, you should not be getting together permanently with a communist. All right? I said permanently, Chris. I was being delicate. No one knows what I was saying. I said what, Chris? That's not what I was saying. Quit twisting my words around. Anyway, don't make it a long-term thing. That's all I'm saying. Don't make it a long-term thing. See how nice I am? That's me being nice. Now, let's talk about mortgage rates real quick. Let's also dig into this evangelical thing. There's an article out about Trump and evangelicals. We haven't talked about any primary stuff in a while. Let's dig into that, and we have all kinds of Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Someone wants people to move to his state. Let's deal with your footwear first. No, I don't care about fashion. You know that. Everyone knows that. I don't know anything about fashion. I'm never going to lecture you on fashion. I don't know. I know quality. I know reliability. And I know this. Your feet must be taken care of. Your feet are your everything. We don't take care of our feet at home. We're getting better as a society about taking care of our feet when we leave the home. Better shoes, better socks. But when we get home, what do? We kick off all of our shoes and we walk around the house barefoot, or we put on flip-flops. Get some all-season slippers from MyPillow and care for your feet at home. You spend a lot of your life, two-thirds of your life you spend at home. Why are you not taking care of your feet there? They're wonderful. It's like walking on clouds. They're having a huge closeout sale right now where you get a pair for $25. They're normally $149.98. You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call them 800-845-0544. We still got 2 hours left. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams.
The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.